Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the second book of the Bible, the book of Exodus. If you'll join me there and find Exodus chapter 25. We will be reading Exodus 25 through 28. I'll be making some devotional pauses, some application thoughts at the end, and closing in prayer. And I encourage you to do that along with me. Father, as I come to your word this morning, I pray that you help me to understand what your word is saying today, what I can learn about you, what I can learn about our relationship with you, and how to align my life more to your son. In Jesus' name, amen. Exodus 25. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from everyone whose heart prompts them to give. These are the offerings you are to receive from them: gold, silver and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red and another type of durable leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you. Have them make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold, both inside and out, and make a gold molding around it. Cast 4 gold rings for it, and fasten them to its 4 feet, with 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other. Then make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry it. The poles are to remain in the rings of this ark. They are not to be removed. Then put in the ark the tablets of the covenant law, which I will give you. Make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide, and make 2 cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover. Make 1 cherub on one end and the 2nd cherub on the other. Make the cherubim of 1 piece with the cover at the 2 ends. The cherubim are to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover. Place the cover on top of the ark and put the ark in the ark, the tablets of the covenant law that I will give you. There, above the cover, between the 2 cherubim, there over the ark of the covenant law, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites." All right, so God is starting to lay out for Moses what they are to do in terms of the tabernacle and the what's known as the Ark of the Covenant, what is to go in there, and all of these details. Verse 23. "Make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it. Also make around it a rim a hand breadth wide and put a gold molding on the rim. Make 4 gold rings for the table and fasten them to the 4 corners where the 4 legs are. The rings are to be close to the rim to hold the poles used in carrying the table. Make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and carry the table with them. And make its plates and dishes of pure gold, as well as its pitchers and bowls for the pouring out of offerings. Put the bread of the presence on this table to be before me at all times. Make a lampstand of pure gold, hammer out its base and shaft, and make its flower-like cups, buds, and blossoms of 1 piece with them. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, 3 on one side and 3 on the other. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers, with buds and blossoms, are to be on 1 branch, 3 on the next branch, and the same for all 6 branches extending from the lampstand. And on the lampstand there are to be 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms. 1 bud shall be under the 1st pair of branches extending from the lampstand, 2nd bud under the 2nd pair, and 3rd bud under the 3rd pair. 6 branches in all. The buds and branches shall all be of 1 piece with the lampstand, hammered out of pure gold. Then make it 7 lamps and set them up on it so that they light the space in front of it. Its wick trimmers and trays are to be of pure gold. A talent of pure gold is to be used for the lampstand and all these accessories. See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." All right, so God is saying, you know, he gave him all these details when he gave him the Ten Commandments and all these things he was to do. God has got a detail. He wanted things exactly the way he wanted them for the place where his glory at that time would dwell, where he would be known to be. And it's interesting to read a lot of these details, the detail of gold, This is what God wanted recorded. Let's continue. Chapter 26. Make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen and blue, purple and scarlet yarn, with cherubim woven into them by a skilled worker. All the curtains are to be the same size, 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together and do the same with the other 5. Make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set and do the same with the curtain on the other set. Make 50 loops on one curtain and 50 loops on the end curtain of the other set with the loops opposite each other. Then make 50 gold clasps and use them to fasten the curtains together so that the tabernacle is a unit. Make curtains of goat hair for the tent over the tabernacle, 11 altogether. All 11 curtains are to be the same size, 30 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together into one set and the other 6 into another set. Fold the 6th curtain double at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops along the edge of the curtain, in curtain in one set and also along the edge of the in curtain in the other set. Then make 50 bronze clasps and put them in the loops to fasten the tent together as a unit. As for the additional length of the tent curtains, the half curtain that is left over is to hang down at the rear of the tabernacle. The tent curtains will be a cubit longer on both sides. What is left will hang over the sides of the tabernacle so as to cover it. Make for the tent a covering of ram skins dyed red, and over that a covering of the other durable leather. Make upright frames of acacia wood for the tabernacle. Each frame is to be 10 cubits long and a cubit and a half wide, with 2 projections set parallel to each other. Make all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. Make 20 frames for the south side of the tabernacle, and make 40 silver bases to go under them, 2 bases for each frame, 1 under each projection. For the other side, the north side of the tabernacle, make 20 frames and 40 silver bases, 2 under each frame. Make 6 frames for the far end, that is, the west end of the tabernacle, and make 2 frames for the corners at the far end. At these 2 corners, they must be double from the bottom all the way to the top and fitted into a single ring. Both shall be like that. So there will be 8 frames and 16 silver bases, 2 under each frame. Also make crossboard bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames on one side of the tabernacle, 5 for those on the other side, and 5 for the frames on the west at the far end of the tabernacle. The center crossbar is to extend from end to end at the middle of the frames. Overlay the frames with gold and make gold rings to hold the crossbars. Also overlay the crossbars with gold. Set up the tabernacle according to the plan shown you on the mountain. Make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen with cherubim woven into it by a skilled worker. Hang it with gold hooks on 4 posts of acacia wood overloaded with gold and standing on 4 silver bases. Hang the curtain from the clasps and place the Ark of the Covenant law behind the curtain. The curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put the atonement cover on the Ark of the Covenant law in the most holy place. Place the table outside the curtain on the north side of the tabernacle and put the lampstand opposite on the south side. For the entrance to the tent, make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. Make gold hooks for this curtain and 5 posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold, and cast 5 bronze bases for them. All right, lots and lots of details here. Chapter 27. Build an altar of acacia wood, 3 cubits high. It is to be square, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits wide. Make a horn at each of the 4 corners, so that the horns and the altar are of one piece, and overlay the altar with bronze. All right, so I'm looking at a note here, it says like 3 cubits high. Let's see, so I'm looking for, okay. So that's about 7.5 feet or about 2.3 meters long and wide. 7.5 feet. Okay. Verse 3. Make all its utensils of bronze, its pots to remove the ashes, and shovels, sprinkling bowls, meat forks, and fire pans. Make a grating for it, a bronze network, and make a bronze ring at each of the 4 corners of the network. Put it under the ledge of the altar so that it is halfway up the altar. Make poles of acacia wood for the altar and overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be inserted into the ring so that they will be on 2 sides of the altar when it is carried. Make the altar hollow out of boards. It is to be made just as you were shown on the mountain. Make a courtyard for the tabernacle. The south side shall be 100 cubits long and is to have curtains of finely twisted linen with 20 posts and 20 bronze bases and with silver hooks and bands on the posts. The north side shall also be 100 cubits long, and is to have curtains with 20 posts and 20 bronze bases, and with silver hooks and bands on the posts. The west end of the courtyard shall be 50 cubits wide, and have curtains with 10 posts and 10 bases. On the east end, toward the sunrise, the courtyard shall be 50 cubits wide. Curtains 15 cubits long are to be on the side of the entrance with 3 posts and 3 bases, and curtains 15 cubits long are to be on the other side with 3 posts and 3 bases. For the entrance of the courtyard, provide a curtain 20 cubits long, of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer, with 4 posts and 4 bases. All the posts around the courtyard are to have silver bands and hooks and bronze bases. The courtyard shall be 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide, with curtains of finely twisted linen 5 cubits high, and with bronze bases. All the other articles used in the service of the tabernacle, whatever their function, including all the tent pegs for it, and those for the courtyard, are to be of bronze. Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, so that the lamps may be kept burning. In the tent of meeting, outside the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant Law, Aaron and his sons are to keep the lamps burning before the Lord from evening till morning. This is to be a lasting ordinance among the Israelites for the generations to come. Chapter 28. Have Aaron, your brother, brought to you from among the Israelites, along with the sons Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, so they may serve me as priests. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor. Tell all the skilled workers to whom I have given wisdom in such matters that they are to make garments for Aaron for his consecration, so that he may serve me as priest. All right, so God's been given all the things that he wants in the tabernacle, the things he wants made specifically, and now he's talking about the priests that are going to serve there in the tabernacle. And interesting, he specifically says, I've given these skilled workers this particular skill to make garments so that they can do this for me for worship. Verse 4, these are the garments they are to make, a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make these sacred garments for your brother Aaron and his son so that they may serve me as priests. Have them use gold and blue, purple and scarlet yarn, and fine linen. Make the ephod of gold and of blue, purple and scarlet yarn, and of finely twisted linen, the work of skilled hands. It is to have 2 shoulder pieces attached to 2 of its corners so it can be fastened. Its skillfully woven waistband is to be like it, of 1 piece with the ephod and made with gold, and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and with finely twisted linen. Take 2 onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel in order of their birth. 6 names on 1 stone and the remaining 6 on the other. Engrave the names and the sons of Israel on the 2 stones the way a gem cutter engraves a seal. Then mount the stones in gold filigree settings and fasten them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. Aaron is to bear the names on his shoulders as memorial before the Lord. Make gold filigree settings and 2 braided chains of pure gold like a rope, and attach the chains to the settings. Fashion a breastpiece for making decisions, the work of skilled hands. Make it like the ephod, of gold and of blue, purple and scarlet yarn, and of finely twisted linen. It is to be square, a span long and a span wide, and folded double. Then mount 4 rows of precious stones on it. The 1st row shall be carnelian, chrysolite, and beryl. The 2nd row shall be turquoise, lapis lazuli, and emerald. The 3rd row shall be jacinth, agate, and amethyst. The 4th row shall be topaz, onyx, and jasper. Mount them in gold filigree settings. There are to be 12 stones, 1 for each of the names of the sons of Israel, each engraved like a seal with the name of 1 of the 12 tribes. For the breastpiece, make braided chains of pure gold like a rope. Make 2 gold rings for it and fasten them to the 2 corners of the breastpiece. Fasten the 2 gold chains to the rings at the corners of the breastpiece and the other ends of the chains to the 2 settings, attaching them to the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front. Make 2 gold rings and attach them to the other 2 corners of the breastpiece on the inside edge next to the ephod. Make 2 more gold rings and attach them to the bottom of the shoulder pieces on the front of the ephod, close to the seam just above the waistband of the ephod. The rings of the breastpiece are to be tied to the rings of the ephod with blue cord, connecting it to the waistband so that the breastpiece will not swing out from the ephod. Whenever Aaron enters the holy place, he will bear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart on the breastpiece of decision as a continuing memorial before the Lord. Also put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastpiece so that they may be over Aaron's heart whenever he enters the presence of the Lord. Thus Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart before the Lord. So here we're introduced to the Urim and the Thummim, and this idea of they're going to be over his heart, and God is going to use those things to be able to help him make wise decisions. Verse 31, make the robe of the ephod entirely of blue cloth with an opening for the head in its center. There shall be a woven edge like a collar around this opening so that it will not tear. Make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn around the hem of the robe with gold bells between them. The gold bells and the pomegranates are to alternate around the hem of the robe. Aaron must wear it when he ministers. The sound of the bells will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord and when he comes out, so that he will not die. Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as a seal, holy to the Lord. Fasten a blue cord to it to attach it to the turban. It is to be on the front of the turban. It will be on Aaron's forehead, and he will bear the guilt involved in the sacred gifts the Israelites consecrate, whatever their gifts may be. It will be on Aaron's forehead continually so that they will be acceptable to the Lord. Weave the tunic of fine linen and make the turban of fine linen. The sash is to be the work of an embroiderer. Make tunics, sashes, and caps for Aaron's sons to give them dignity and honor. After you put these clothes on your brother Aaron and his sons, anoint and ordain them. Consecrate them so they may serve me as priests. Make linen undergarments as a covering for the body, reaching from the waist to the thigh. Aaron and his sons must wear them whenever they enter the tent of meeting or approach the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they will not incur guilt and die. This is to be a lasting ordinance for Aaron and his descendants. That brings us to the end of chapter 28 and to the end of our Bible reading for today. Wow, well, what in the world do I take out of this for application? Because pretty much all of this is not something I would specifically apply to make in the tabernacle or even to wear as a priest. So what are we doing with this? Well, the application that comes to my mind from this reading is just something to recognize about God. And I mentioned it early on in the reading. God is a God of detail. He wants things a certain way. Now, he shows a lot of grace and mercy. And in this age, we think of this as an age of grace. But that doesn't mean that God does not still have details in his mind of how he wants himself to be glorified, how he wants his people to live. So it may not be these specific things anymore, but that characteristic of God, his holiness, he's talking about consecration here, being set apart, something that sets him apart, his presence. It brings thanks to my heart that his presence is no longer in the Holy of Holies. His presence is no longer with these particular decorations and furniture pieces, the Ark of the Covenant. His presence is inside of me. And he's with me. That's something to praise him for. That's an application of praise. And then just to recognize that his word for today, the things that he tells me he wants in my life, the details that may be very difficult, painstaking, I want to give myself to those because they're important to set myself apart for him. So what do you learn about him? How are you going to apply that to your life and your relationship with him? Father, thank you for your word. Lord, these details are sometimes hard to read. We wonder, what in the world do they have to do with us, Lord? But we believe that all of Scripture, including these chapters in Exodus, are breathed out by you and profitable for all of life. So, Lord, help me. First of all, I want to praise you for being with me every day, that through your Spirit you live in me. And also, Father, I want to live for you in the grace that you give and yet in the details of what you ask of me in your word. Help me to pay attention, to consider you today and to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.